Welcome to the LeanZone.com podcast, where we discuss construction contracts, liens, and bonds. And now, our host, Alex Barthet.
So again, my name is Alex Barthet. Okay, so let's talk about waivers and releases. So this is an area where many people make mistakes. They perceive incorrectly that, well, it's just paperwork I have to sign. It's the pay app, it's the release, we'll sign it, submit it, and we're good to go. And most of the time that's true until there's a problem. Either at closeout, they come and say, well, you don't have these rights because you gave us all these releases. Or if there's a lawsuit, that's one of the first places the lawyers go. They look to see what rights have been released every time you issued a payment. So what I want to do is I want to explain what the different releases look like so you understand what rights you have, what rights may be given up. In the course of your routine administration of the contract. Generally speaking, you are always getting a check and giving a release. And when that's the case, you want to give the narrowest release you can. You want to only give away the rights that you absolutely have to with the release. Now, to the extent you are giving a check and getting a release from your subs, you want the opposite. You want to get the broadest release that you can. So you don't want to, if you can avoid it, if you can get a broader release than the statutory release from your vendors, you'd like to. And I'm going to go through a few releases so you can at least see what the differences look like. So the first form is the progress payment lien release from the Florida statute. And you can see it has a blank for the amount of money you're getting and a blank for the date. And in essence, it says that for some amount of money, you are releasing your lien rights. You have many rights, so this is only releasing your lien rights. And there's a statute that says if you give away lien rights, you automatically give away rights against a payment bond. So just know that you can't say, well, I gave away my lien rights, but I still have my bond rights. Those go together, and you're giving away those rights through a certain date, and that date is put in the release. So that is a very simple progress payment lien release. The next one is the final release, and it is nearly identical. It has a spot for the amount of money, but it has no through date, and the reason is that the idea is that it's the final release, so it's as of the date you give it. So the effective through date is the day you sign it. So just know that if you still have rights beyond the check you're getting, you don't want to use a final release. You want to use a partial release or progress release with a date that matches the amount of money. We'll talk about that in a minute as well. The next one is what I would call a dollar-for-dollar release. It effectively has no date other than the day you sign it, and it just says, in exchange for some amount of money, I'm releasing that amount of money of my lien rights. So if you're getting a $50,000 check, it's releasing $50,000 worth of lien rights. Maybe you had $100,000 worth of lien rights. Maybe you had $1 million worth of lien rights. But that's all it's giving away. This is probably the most narrow release you could give. Most contractors and owners will not accept it because they want to know that by a certain date, that everything has been cleared. A version of this is typically used when you may have a lien and someone's giving you a partial payment. So you have a lien for $100,000 and they say, we got a check ready for you for $70,000. You want to give up $70,000 of your lien rights, leaving a balance of $30,000. So that's where this form would come in handy. Now the last form is a very broad form. I told you you have lots of rights, so this release releases pretty much all of them. So it says that you're releasing any and all claims, change orders, works, materials, delays, fees, costs, losses, expenses, damages, or sums for labor, services, materials furnished to and for the improvement of the following property. So as you can see, it's much broader. Most general contractors are going to incorporate in their contract a release that looks more like this, or they'll have a sentence that says, you and I agree that when I give you a check, you're going to give me a release that I like. So it may not be in the contract, but you agree to give them a release that is on their form. So what happens is that when you give away, when you sign a release like this, you're giving up all of your lien rights plus all of the other rights you have through that through date, irrespective of the amount of money that you're getting. So what are some of the things that you need to keep in mind when you exchange a release for a check? So the first thing is when you're negotiating the contract, try to negotiate a different form of release so that you don't have to use that very onerous form. What we find that works well is just a sentence, very simple, that says the parties agree that the release forms found in Chapter 713 shall be used for payment. So you just agree in advance, we're going to use the 713 releases. Rather than mark, taking out their release forms or changing the language, if you say that, we have had clients have pretty good success with that seemingly innocuous statement. The other thing we're seeing more and more of is people having issues with electronic payment processing like Textura. You can't do anything other than what Textura lets you do. You can't submit change orders. You have to just, kind of click boxes. So the way that we're advising clients to handle that is one of two things. So one is to agree, like I said, to use a form different than what's in the statute. I'm sorry, what's in the contract, like the statutory form. And that's a good first step, whether it's paper or Textura. The other thing that you can do, if you wanted to be a little more bold, is to opt out of Textura. Now that's good and bad, right? Aside from the release forms and being locked into Textura, most people like the fact that the electronic payments typically come much faster. They're not too happy about having to pay a fee for the service, but most people are willing to work with it. But if you wanted to opt out, the time to do it is in your contract, is to include a statement that you are affirmatively opting out of electronic payment processing. We haven't had any clients try it to see what happens. I don't know that it would be met with much success because I think the contractors want to keep it. But let's assume that you're able to say that the forms of the releases that you're going to use are the ones in Chapter 713. Then when you now submit your first payment application, you're going to go through Textura, and then now they're going to give you a form of release that is different than what you've agreed to, that's when you have to say, time out. We agreed that that's not the form we're going to use. Textura or otherwise, that's not what we're going to use because our contract says that we're not going to use it. We need to use this other form. So either you put that form in Textura or we send it to you on paper, but what you want me to click through in Textura is not what we've agreed to. I can only imagine that that's going to just make everyone really upset. But the time to do it is at the beginning, not, on payment application 13. But if it's an issue and you want to deal with it, that's the way that you have to try it. We've had clients have problems because that you can't do anything in Textura. They have exceptions they want to put. We're going to talk about that. You can't do that in Textura. You just have to click yes all the way through if you want your money.
This episode is brought to you by the Miami Construction Forum. This invitation-only group of construction professionals of all sizes and trades meets monthly for an informal lunch-and-learn session on current topics of interest, from getting paid and safety to bonding and insurance. To see the upcoming topics and request your invitation, visit MiamiConstructionForum.com.
One of the things in releases that people don't understand is that the most significant component is the through date. It's not the amount of money. We have clients that think, well, I'm expecting 100, they paid me 70, I'll sign the release, that's fine because I'm still owed the other 30, but what they didn't realize is that they signed a release with a through date that covered the whole 100. So whatever the amount of money is that you're expecting has to match the through date in the release. So if you're expecting 100 and they're only giving you 70, then you either need to get the other 30 or you need to move the through date back. So maybe it's not the end of the month, maybe it's the 21st of the month. So you have to match the two together.
Thanks for listening to the LeanZone.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or in your favorite podcast app. For articles, videos, and forums on this and other construction topics, head over to the LeanZone.com.